Hello, hello. My name is Shweta.
And my name's Amreen.
And you're listening to your favorite podcast,
Dil To Podcast Hai.
So the year is now 2021.
Whew.
The pandemic is still ongoing.
Oh, yeah.
And last year in 2020, we gave you guys a new series that was called The Underrated Series.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very well appreciated.
Absolutely. The feedback that we got from our audience for our last series was incredible.
So 2021 is here.
Yep.
And we are back with a new series for this year. And it is called The Sibling Rivalry Series.
So we thought we will discuss the Bollywood siblings and compare their careers.
And we will talk about the circumstances of their debuts. You know, when one sibling comes before the other sibling, circumstances are different, situations are different. So we want to discuss about that and see, you know, who is the more talented one,
mm-hmm.
who had the better filmography, who got more awards, who has more fans, and just kind of compare the two because, you know, between siblings, rivalries are inherent.
Right.
Why not talk about it?
Absolutely, absolutely. So,
on today's episode of Dil To Podcast Hai, the sibling series, we're going to be talking about two brothers who have made quite a mark in Bollywood. Yeah, so Amreen didn't even know that they're related. Although, I feel that they look alike. They
yeah.
sound alike. The younger brother looks like a version of the older. You can fill in the blank. A blank version of the older one. With all due respect. But, you know, these guys have made a mark in their own way. So, today we're going to be talking about Ayushmann Khurrana and Apaar Shakti Khurrana. Saade gale aa ja sanu chaan waliye tenu ho kha marda mera kudiye ni mere dil vich vas ja kudiye ni tere bin main nahi ho jachda. Apaar who? Oh man, see, if you guys have been listening to our podcast, our very first episode on Dangal, Amreen also didn't know who Apaar Shakti was back then.
I still Amreen don't know who he is right
still
now.
Still doesn't know who Apaar Shakti is now.
Wait, they're brothers?
They're brothers. Khurrana.
Well, there's Salman and Shah Rukh.
That's true. And you know what, this is a, like, you know, the way Khurrana is spelled for Apaar Shakti versus the way it's spelled for Ayushmann is different because their father is an astrologer.
Whoa.
And if you know Ayushmann Khurrana's name spelling, there's extra N's, there's extra R's, there's extra everything.
And I think that his first name was changed itself too, right?
Yeah, his first name, he was actually born as Nishant Khurrana. And so exciting
That's
stuff.
Hilarious.
And yeah, Apaar Shakti is his brother, man. I mean, do you see the resemblance? He looks like
a version of
his brother. A lot of people say that, you know. Maybe like
duplicate,
you know, but hume lagta hai that I mean, mujhe lagta hai. Let's see, I don't know what Amreen thinks. That Apaar Shakti also deserves credit for how far he's come because, you know, I know that technically his entry into the film industry could be deemed as nepotism, but not really because it's not like when Apaar Shakti came into the industry, Ayushmann wasn't a Akshay Kumar.
Right.
Akshay Kumar ka bhai aata, toh it would be huge.
Right.
But Ayushmann ka bhai aaya, people don't even know they're related.
And I think when Apaar was actually launched, we didn't even know that was Ayushmann. Well, I at least did not know that was Ayushmann. Like, he wasn't launched as, Ayushmann Khurrana's brother, yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I think he entered the industry in a way where he wanted to kind of pave his own way.
Yeah.
So I think that was something very interesting.
Yeah.
But let's start talking about like these two boys here.
Yeah.
And they have similar, they have a similar background and career background, how the way they started and
the
stuff, right?
The way they started. Yeah. And I feel both boys have done their fair share of activities and career related paths.
Yeah.
They're all in the entertainment industry, but they went through a lot to get to where they are.
Right.
A lot of people know Ayushmann Khurrana from Roadies. Second season.
The second season.
MTV
Roadies. Mm-hmm. I remember every time I used to go to India for a holiday, it used to be on. So that's the first time I kind of saw him, but I never thought he would actually become this big. He started off as a roadie and then he took a while, right? To kind of come in.
He took a while. It seems that he went into anchoring right after roadies. I think he was also, was he an RJ?
I think Apaar Shakti was an RJ. So that's something interesting, right?
Yeah.
He started, Ayushmann started in front of the camera. Apaar Shakti started behind
the camera.
Behind the camera.
You know, I also think, he did a lot of anchoring, Ayushmann.
Yeah.
And he was, he also founded theater groups at his college in Chandigarh.
Yeah.
The DAV college, it seems.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's won many national college festival prizes for his plays and street plays and all of that. So, I mean, he's been in acting from the beginning, but he didn't enter the industry the traditional way.
Correct.
He didn't even do what the other guys do with, you know, starting with television. Like, he started with anchoring.
But I think it was his you can say, his claim to fame, mm-hmm. where people started to recognize him, was Vicky Donner.
His first film that was produced by John Abraham. Yeah. I remember there was a lot of excitement because John Abraham was producing for the first time.
Right.
And Vicky Donner was a controversial film.
Yeah.
I did not see it with my mother, although I was an adult, you know. Yeah. And
we're still shy about these things.
Yeah, I saw it alone.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, in my room.
Oh, okay. I thought in Albion.
Oh, no. I wasn't that determined. And I also knew it was about sperm donation and all. Yeah. I think maybe now I could probably go with my mother.
Yeah, but at that time?
Not at that time.
I think he started off in such a unique way.
Yeah.
And it's so nice to have John Abraham, because if he was a producer, he could have actually starred in it, right?
Yeah.
So he was open enough to get someone like Ayushman, and obviously Yami Gautam was in it, and the chemistry was talked about.
Yeah.
A couple of really nice songs.
Anu Kapoor.
Of course, of course, of course.
My respect, my patient, I have to ask how respect I have to ask.
I think it was a bit of a, what's the word, like a, it wasn't a conventional debut. It,
definitely not.
A lot
definitely
of boys
not.
Would be like, you know, do we want to do a movie about sperm donation? Like, you know? Or we'll be like, you know, we want to be mainstream, want to be the chocolate boy or whatever.
Exactly, yeah. And I think I've seen Ayushman's interviews back in the day. And and I think John Abraham was doing auditions for other people too, on other people. And like so many people, like obviously John did not like a lot of the actors.
Yeah.
But like when he approached like a lot of the bigger actors, a lot of people did say no to it because of the theme of the film.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it was really cool enough. Like, this just shows like Ayushman was like so okay, so ready. He's always kind of gone ahead.
From day one.
But then what happened? Because this was Vicky Donner came in 2012. And everyone thought this is the guy he sings.
Yeah.
He's
Pani
like...
Da rang
Pani
man.
Da yo. Pani Da Rang Vekke. Yeah.
That's huge.
Right off the bat. And then he can act. He has good screen presence.
Yeah.
And then he just vanishes. Like a good 2 years?
I think so, yeah. Almost 2-3 years.
Because
after that, what do we have? Nautanki Sala. I saw it in theaters. This is my first Ayushman Khurrana movie. Because I didn't watch Vicky Donner when it actually came out. So I saw Nautanki. He's a good actor. I felt he was good. Thought he was cute.
Yeah.
But the movie was like, meh. Like, it wasn't a bad movie. Ramesh Sippy, right?
Rohan Sippy.
So, it wasn't a bad movie, but there was something lacking. Also, Kunal Roy Kapoor was also in it.
Right.
Yeah, it didn't work.
Yeah.
Then comes Bevakufiya.
I saw that in the theater twice.
Twice for Sonam? This is a Dilto podcast, a secret that Sonam Kapoor Zamreen's almost favorite actress. No. Almost favorite because...
if you like Katrina, I like Sonam. Done!
Okay, fine.
But Bevakufiya, I thought it was okay film. It was a little bit of a romantic comedy, rom-com. And it had a different plot, I felt. Like, again, very strong character.
Strong character. Even that one, it was unconventional because it's like, you know, the hero is lacking.
Yeah.
The hero is lacking again.
Flawed, yeah.
Yeah. Although, I guess in Vicky Doro, the hero was not lacking. Yeah, yeah. So, first film, he's not lacking, but it's unconventional.
But second, Bevakufiya, he's lacking. Everything is lacking. Right?
And this starts his career in lacking.
I think that's what it was. Then it was Hawaiza. I don't know. I haven't seen that one.
My mom loves this one. She's tried to get me to watch it many times. I mean, I shuru ki hai, but I couldn't get through. Even though it has Ayushman in it, he has an eccentric hairstyle.
Yeah.
He's trying to make the... So this story was about the first airplane was made in India. And the Wright brothers did not actually make the first airplane.
Yeah.
This person, whoever Hawaiza is based on, who is Shivkar Bapuji Talpade, is the first guy who actually has made the airplane. He lost weight. Ayushman lost weight. He learned how to speak Marathi, but the film did not work.
Work at all, eh?
So, uske baad, I feel, was he being written off? I have a feeling yes.
I think he started to. I think everyone started to call him, oh, Vicky Donner was just a fluke.
Yeah.
It's just like a one-time hit.
Yeah.
Now look at him. He's not like providing the hits and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you would think at this time, any actor would have all the big banners.
Yeah.
But at this time, still, I feel Ayushman Yashman was still selecting his roles from the start. So he's taking time. He's trying to experiment. I'm sure he got a lot of offers from big banners, but I think he took his time to kind of like gauge and see. But at this point, I feel like he was kind of losing the audience here. And I actually thought he was done.
And then, in a jerk, my life changed.
Yeah, so did I.
I honestly thought he was done. That's
after
it.
After Hawaii-zade, when I'm not even, I'm trying to watch it, but I can't. So, okay, then comes... I think this was one of the second point that made him in his career.
Yeah.
Dam Laga Ke Hai Sha. Yeah. What a good movie, man. I saw it in the airplane. I saw it in the airplane while going to India.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, it made an impact on me even in the 9-inch screen.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, what a movie. Like, in that moment, I was really excited about it. And
starting Bhoomi.
Bhoomi. Yo, side note, I think I like Bhoomi much more.
Than Ayushman?
Like, no, I like her much more how she was in Dam Laga Ke than now.
Yeah.
I think she was way prettier, way cuter.
Cuter.
I feel now that she's fit and everything, I'd be scared to approach her. But if she was the same as she was, yeah, she seems nice and friendly now. She seems like, yeah, you're not fit, get out of my way. I think he played his character so well.
Mera naam Prem Prakash Tiwari hai.
You hated him. But you rooted for him, but you also wanted to beat him up.
Beat him up, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's challenging. Like, to play a guy like that, because first of all, it's like, you know, this is something that we don't like to talk about, where, like, you don't want to body shame.
Yeah.
But everyone feels this way, I guess. Or boys would.
At some point, of course, yeah.
So both characters were wonderful. And this movie did well. So I guess he was back. He's back in the game.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people did not expect this.
Yeah. No, yeah. Especially Bhoomi's a new girl.
Yeah. And to be honest, like, I mean, I know the concept was body shaming, but she wasn't looking the conventional, the most conventional heroine.
Yeah.
So, you know what sells, right, to the audiences. But it's so nice to see a movie, a film like that.
That did well.
Film like this still worked.
And you know what else I just noticed? This is the start, I think we can say, this is the start of Ayushman's kind of small town movies.
Correct.
Because he's known for that, you know, and I feel the characters, whether it was the family members, everyone was memorable. And this kind of started that whole thing where the family members, the supporting cast is very strong.
Strong.
The very good actors.
Mummy, size dekha aapne?
You! Aur tu kahan ka phanne ka hai? Jo bhi chawla ke sapne dekh rahe.
And then came... Bareilly Ki Barfi.
Mm-hmm.
So again, comedy.
Comedy.
Like with something that he's actually pretty good at.
Yeah.
And a multi-star Rajkumar Rao, who's also another great actor.
Yeah. And I feel to be able to hold your own in front of Rajkumar Rao, who I know was emerging back then, but he's done very strong films, whether it's Omerta or Trapped or Nagini MMS. Don't care.
And I feel like it was so nice to see both of them in
together.
The same frame. Some it was a fresh like a cast.
ladki tumse milna chahti hai ek bar tum usse mil lo uska dil tod do hum jod lenge tum kat lo phir tum apne raaste hum apne raaste samjhe.
Yeah, and another small town film with strong supporting characters that did very well. We liked it.
You like that song Sweety tera drama banaya.
Ban jao leechad aur rangbaaz.
And actually, Kriti, we'll give her 2 points. Her role was also different for for an actress to be playing a girl like Bitti, who who nobody likes.
Itne ladke dekhne aaye, kisi ko pasand nahi aa rahi. Arey koi to kami hogi ladki mein.
She's not getting married.
But I found that so weird. Like she runs off and she finds a book and she comes back home.
Yeah, and she's like, "Ye to mere baare mein likhi hai."
Yeah, I'm like weirdo.
Let me find
in that case, DDLJ is mine. No,
yeah,
I'm kidding.
And it was so generic. Ye ladki smoke karti hai. Ye ladki golgappe khati hai. And
smoking
then she's like,
golgappe is the mix, guys.
Yeah, that's it. If you guys want to get Ayushman Khurrana's attention,
right? Yeah, so here he is again coming back.
Shubh Mangal Savdhan. Another topic. I don't think I could watch it with my mother. Again, I saw this one alone. Erectile dysfunction.
Interesting.
It's a topic that affects many people's lives, and it's something we cannot talk about.
Right.
Or
especially
we don't talk about in our community. So to have a film about something that
kind of like
emasculates men,
where
they feel it emasculates them, and to play that character,
I mean, it was pretty. I'm sure like no other A-lister actor would have played this role.
मतलब जैसे मैंने इनकी बेटी को छुआ ना.
शादी से पहले छुआ कैसे?
अरे यार उसने भी मुझे छुआ है. ये देखो निशान. One side नहीं हमारा प्यार यार.
Taking that chance too, and that's when I feel like okay, here he is again trying to be out of the box kind of thing, and I think he did well.
And I feel you, as an actor, you have to have a level of, like, confidence
much, yeah,
like, a like lot of I'm it. Secure in who I am or whatever I am, and it doesn't matter ki main kya play kar raha hun. And even Bhumi was back with him,
yeah,
after her transformation.
Yeah,
she was fit, she was different, people didn't recognize her.
Yes.
And and this one also worked. Again, I did not see this in theaters.
Yeah, was it on the airplane or?
I think it actually was on the airplane.
Really?
And yes, it was.
Does it try to be you and Ayushman?
Yeah, yeah, in airplanes. Yeah, because how do I see it at home? Yeah,
that's it. You know what I like? Even if it's like, you know how Mahesh Bhatt's film is? Like when you, back in the day in 2000s, when a Mahesh Bhatt film came or Imran Hashmi film came, it was literally like, you know, it's like, shit, we started to change the channels and stuff.
Yeah.
But I feel like I know, like, like a movie like Shubh Mangal Savdhan and stuff, like, even though like we are like a lot more, like it's been 20 years and stuff like that,
yeah,
since like, you know, Imran Hashmi,
yeah.
Right, in the sense, like, I still feel like I like his movie Ayushman, you can still
watch it with your family. You can.
Without feeling like awkward about it, but yeah. I know the topic is sensitive, and that's obviously like everyone's, like, you know, opinion, like, but like towards it, but like I still feel it has a nice wholesome kind of comedic kind of family,
and it's like a family movie still,
yeah,
even though it's like
technically
it technically is it's not an adult film. Yeah. Now is the film that I think okay, up till this I think he was still a niche actor, like he was not as noticed by mainstream people, perhaps,
yeah, quote unquote.
But Andhadhun comes around in the year 2018.
This is it, man. This is it. The movie.
This is the movie. Naina da kya kasoor, ve kasoor, ve kasoor. Naina da kya kasoor, ve kasoor, ve kasoor. I remember I drove from Toronto to Courtney Park.
Really?
Because it wasn't playing in Toronto.
It's a 30-kilometer drive.
Yeah. Yeah, 30 plus.
30 plus.
And I was in like the fourth row. Like, it was packed theaters,
yeah,
man.
Like, yeah. Did I watch this before you? Did I know you?
No, we didn't know each
other. Oh, we didn't know each other.
Yeah,
sorry.
We didn't know, man. But yeah, it was amazing. Like, I remember just being in the theater and being like, wow.
Maybe we saw it together, because I saw it twice, and once was in Courtney Park. You never know.
Yeah. It was like a random weekday.
Yeah, one of the times was a random weekday.
Yeah.
I think after a very long time, yeah, I saw a movie twice in the theaters.
And I, probably the second time was still as interesting as the first.
It was amazing. And it's so much fun. Like, I know even after you watch it the first time, you watch it the second time with someone new.
Yeah.
It's so much fun to see their reaction, because literally every 5 minutes, I'm like, huh? What?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Who? Yeah.
Like, everyone was gasping.
Yeah, and I think you're right. That was the one experience in the theater. You feel it with everybody. Like, the audience is... That's, you know, the fun of watching it with an audience?
Yeah.
It's a film like Andhadhun, where you meet people with you. And I know these days, the thing is, after a while, it became so like, oh, Andhadhun, everyone loves Andhadhun.
Yeah, yeah.
So it takes away from that moment of actually watching it.
Ayushman killed it. Like, he nailed it. Like, I think it was written for him. You saw murder. How can I see it? It was him. Like, it was for him.
Yeah.
So this is it. This is where he basically kind of, you know, guarded, like, the flag. Like, he just, like, this is it. Here I am. And I'm not here. I'm here to stay, kind of thing, you know? Because he was just amazing.
If you didn't know Ayushman Khurrana, you definitely knew him.
Knew from Andhadhun, yeah.
Yeah.
So very nice. And I think that during that time, he was going through a very bad time personally.
Yeah.
His wife was diagnosed with cancer.
Yeah.
And it was so interesting for him. I'm sure he must have been going through a lot.
I saw an interview of his where he was saying, like, the highest peak of my career, where everything was working out, I'm getting films, I'm getting accolades, and people are calling me, and my personal life, may like, we're
completely
battling such a hard time,
yeah,
with his wife getting cancer and her chemo, and she, like, you know, her, like, her hair loss and all
that
stuff,
and the way they were running to hospitals, the different hospitals and stuff,
so it's like life, guys, because these guys, we often forget they have real lives.
And this is it. This is where the whole string of successful films just started.
Yeah.
Like,
one thing to mention is that he won a National Film Award with Vicky Kaushal. Vicky Kaushal won for Uri, and he won for Andhadhun. National Film Award, so matlab he has it in his belt.
Wow.
Yeah. So I mean, very well deserved.
Seven films in, and he already has a National Film Awards.
Badaiho, another nice film. What was that one about? Oh yeah, the middle-aged parents having a baby.
Yeah.
Another unconventional small town film. मेहमान आने वाला घर में मेहमान मैं अपनी जगह किसी को देने का पापा बता दिया मैंने आपको छोटा मेहमान ऑफ कोर्स या एंड देन आर्टिकल 15 व्हिच वाज I liked Article 15.
Article 15, I haven't seen.
Yeah.
And every time, everyone's telling me to see it.
Yeah.
Because apparently directed so well.
Yeah. Hard hitting.
Yeah, hard hitting. I really need to watch that. Yeah. Sorry, Ayushman.
Ayushman was very good. Yeah, he was really good.
And this also brought up kind of like Anubhav Sinha's streak of, you know, social drama, quote-unquote, movies and stuff like that. So, yeah. And then Dream Girl came.
Dream Girl. Another... Like, you know, all of these, like, it's such real characters.
Yeah.
You know, again, in this film, it's a guy who is struggling to get a job.
Yeah.
And he gets a job as, like, a call center girl, to put it nicely.
And
he's just bringing happiness and light into people's lives. And all these men are in love with the female character he's playing and how he navigates that. And I think, what was his name? Pinky? Preeti? Pooja? Pooja!
Pooja?
Pooja, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hello. I'm Pooja.
Yeah. So Dream Girl happens. Bala happens.
Bala. Another brilliant film. Lovely. Loved it.
Yeah, Bala was, I think I saw Bala twice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I saw it only once in theaters, yeah.
But you went with your family, I remember.
Yeah. I think we knew each other in
Bala.
But what a film. Like the story, the characters, oh my god, it was so good. And tackled not just one, like quite a few issues, man.
Yeah, and he was back with Bhumi and Yami.
Yami.
It worked.
Because every middle class person was able to identify.
ये है हमारे प्रमुख अखबारों के मैट्रिमोनियल एड्स पढ़ाई लिखाई जाति प्रजाति सब बाद में सिर्फ गोरी लड़की चाहिए इन शॉर्ट जो गोरा है वो सुंदर
बट आई फील लाइक वी शुड जस्ट मेंशन इट दैट द रिस्क एंड द करेज बिकॉज़ you're playing a flawed character and it takes away from your image and your appeal
in the masses. That whole macho-ness, quote unquote, the savior.
This guy has played every problem possible.
Yeah.
Jo bhi men ko ho sakta issues. Whether it's joblessness, you know, everything is there.
Yeah.
And, you know, good job because you're really helping the men out because they often like, can't speak about all this.
So
through these films, at least they'll know, like, you know, it's okay. It's okay, guys. It's fine.
And then, like, he continues his streak of social drama. Shubh Mangal Zyada Saavdaan. I think that was the last movie we saw in theaters before COVID hit.
That's the last movie we've seen in theaters. Marina and I saw it together in Mumbai.
Woo.
And in this one, he plays a gay man with Jeetu Kumar.
Yeah, but honestly, in this film, I didn't like Ayushman as much as Jeetu.
If your love didn't complete, then you'll see all love with
hatred. You loved him with a girl. What's the
difference?
I thought it was a little too much.
Over the top.
Yeah. I felt zyada ho gaya tha.
Yeah. And kind of started to look a little fake. So here's a man who knows it all, who's done it all, and he's here. Yeah. Cut to his brother, Apar Shakti Kumar. Apar Shakti Khurana.
Yeah. Who Amreen has grown to love and appreciate through the years, you know? It started from, you know, way back when Apar who to now Amreen, you know? Now she recognizes him on the street, man.
Yeah, I do. We saw a guy like him, remember?
Yeah, and she instantly said, that guy looks like Apar. And then I said, Apar who?
But here he is, the younger brother of Ayushman.
Yeah.
He started his career as an RJ.
Yeah.
And a television host and a former Indian cricketer, yo.
Yeah.
He used to captain the Haryana under-19 cricket team.
Yeah. You think Ayushman has done it all? The younger brother's a cricketer, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Legit.
Beat that Ayushman.
Unfortunately, he got injured and he kind of stepped out of that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he went into acting. Yeah. And Dangal was his first film.
Guys, think about that. Your first film ever is Dangal. You have Aamir Khan, you have Nitesh Tiwari, you have Fatma Sana Sheikh and Sania Malhotra. Directed by Nitesh
and,
Tiwari.
But he plays a cousin?
Tau ji ki bas ek hi baat mane bilkul pasand na thi. Har baat mein itna suspense bana dete the ki samne wale ki jaan nikal jave.
What do you think?
Yeah, man, Dangal is like, you going straight for it.
Yeah, I'm sure if he goes to China, he's gonna get mobbed.
Yeah, he's gonna get mobbed. I remember watching Dangal and I was like, this guy looks a lot like Ayushman.
Really?
Google it, uska bhai nikla.
There we go.
No, with all respect, you know, uska bhai nikla. And how exciting, because you know, if one brother can do it, so can the other.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dangal will be a huge, huge debut.
And he was also nominated.
He was nominated.
For the best debut. I don't think he won that year, but he was nominated.
Yeah, I wonder who won. Suraj Pancholi won for Hero.
But here he is. He started off with a supporting character role, but which is also, we can say, supporting. He was a big part of Dangal.
Yeah.
And I think he was there throughout in doses, and in even doses. He was there in the climax. And then we have Badrinath Ki Dulhania. He continued to do many supporting roles. So he started to become like this, the best friend of...
He was the best friend of the hero.
Hero.
Yeah.
So like in Badri, he was Varun Dhawan's.
Yeah.
Happy Phir Bhag Jayegi, same.
Yeah. Stree mein, okay, let me tell you something. Stree mein, he was hilarious.
Yeah, he was so good.
I feel like more than Rajkumar Rao, apar shakti.
Kya tumhara haath pakda aur boli Bikki please.
Bikki please.
Bhai to keh rahe hain Bikki please.
Tumhara nana prem bhavi nahi hai.
It was hilarious, those scenes.
Very fun.
Where they're trying to like avoid the churel.
Tumhari girlfriend bhootiya hai saale.
Yeah.
And I think Amina and I were talking about this. The supporting characters, I feel, carry the comedy more than the lead pair. If the supporting characters cannot pull off comedy, the comedy does not fly in the film.
Yeah, just falls flat. Yeah, absolutely.
Kya hua? Love at first eyesight.
Love at first eyesight.
Pehli nazar ka pyar.
English speaking course ek saath gaye the, hum zyada sex pair banne ki zarurat nahi.
Funny, relatable. I think he's kind of cute.
Yeah.
You know? Luka Chupi comes around.
Luka Chupi with Karthik Aryan, Kirti Sanon.
Kirti Sanon. Main dekhu teri photo.
Sau baar kude. Again, so-called, quote-unquote, different film.
Different film. They were living, like, you know, live-in couple.
Ab to main itna hi bolunga ki jo hua, bhul jao. Aap na in dono ko maaf kar do. Aur in dono ki shaadi kara do.
I feel like Kartik Aaryan is trying to go the Ayushman way, man.
Really?
Yeah. Because this whole live-in couple thing, right?
Yeah, that's so true, yeah, actually. Yeah.
Kartik Aaryan's like, main bhi karunga a small town
but
film.
He's trying, but yeah, he's not as good. Like, Kartik is not good. He's not a good actor.
If you compare Kartik to Ayushman or even Apar
Shakti. Apar, he's way better. Way.
Yeah, class. Jabariya Jodi mein, I think he's heroine ka best friend.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Usually, ladke ka dost hota, but here he's like, that's nice.
Yeah. Pati Patni or Wo, I think this is the last film of his that I really, really liked. He was, again, the hero's best friend. But hilarious. He supported the hero in his shenanigans.
Yeah.
He, you know what? I don't think that movie was anything without him.
Yeah. Actually. Every time he would come on screen, we would be like, we'll wait for it. Like, yeah. Any, like, something funny.
Delhi ka butter chicken pehl diya, Raja. Ab Lucknow ke chhole bhature ka lutf uthao.
Catering dale ho kya?
Ab tumhari dharmapatni aa rahi hai upar.
Kya?
And he kind of lit up the screen, so I really like that. And then came Street Dancer 3D, Shweta Sharma's favorite movie.
Amreen and I saw this in Dubai.
In the theaters. And we threw popcorn and Maltesers. I did.
We went through a very wide series of emotions from what the hell is happening? Why are we here? Who? Wow, this is amazing. Mukabala.
Yeah. Why is Apar Shakti doing this movie?
Yeah, why is Apar Shakti doing this? Why?
Paji, aapne waise jhoot kyun bola paji hame?
Wo Hindustani aur Pakistani immigrants ke liye competition jeetna chahte hain. Tere jaise logon ki wajah se unka ye haal hai.
Why?
That's it. Because you know what? He deserves better.
Yeah.
Moment of silence for... Tired. Yeah, I don't know why he said yes to this. I get it. You know, London jaane ko mila and all that. I get it.
But he can go to London.
Varun Dhawan ke saath film karne ko mili.
Oh yeah.
He got to play the garbage can as a doll. You know,
that was so bad.
Yeah.
So
here we've been through, as you can see, both boys have not done a huge amount of films. Because they're new, relatively. You know, one came in 2012, one came in 2016.
One took its time, right? Yeah. Like a couple years there was a film, and every couple years there was another film.
Another film.
So then Apar Shakti is also trying at a time where the brother is still a contemporary.
Yeah, and like, you know, from our first episode when we talked about Krishma and Kareena, there wasn't as much of an overlap as these boys have.
Correct.
So the question is, are they competitors?
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Because if you look at both filmography, obviously Ayushman is the main lead, and yeah. I think he has a couple multi-star films on his belt. But then Apar Shakti, you can see the trend that he is just a supporting guy. He's just like the sidekick.
He's
the
sidekick. Yeah.
And I'm not sure why.
Yeah.
Or maybe he wants to do it this way. I'm not sure. But who doesn't want to be the lead, right? Like, in the sense, I'm sure Apar wants to be a lead, but I'm not sure if he's getting the opportunities. Maybe he thinks that, Ayushman is a contemporary, contemporary. Maybe he's not going to get the same roles. Why do you think this is happening?
Yeah, to Apar, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, he's such a good actor, and you say that they look alike.
I would like to say, I feel they look very alike. I even think they sound alike. I feel if you close your eyes and listen to one or the other, they're very similar. Also, Apar Shakti also sings, man. It's like, they're as talented as each other. I do think that because Aishwan maybe came earlier, and Apar Shakti looks very similar. You know, for brothers especially, maybe people see him as a version of Aishwan. Like, ye uska maybe. Version hi.
Haan, like duplicate.
Like, Aishwan carries himself in a way where he has a strong presence.
Yeah.
He comes in on the frame. He comes into the frame and you notice him. You look at
him. Yeah, he has a lot more confidence. His personality. You can see this is persona. Yeah. It's pretty larger than life. Even though he plays like a middle class character. But he's there. We can't miss
him. He's captivating.
He's very captivating. Yeah.
Apar Shakti, I don't think he captivates the frame as much as his brother does.
Brother, yeah.
And maybe that's why he's been slotted into this supporting character.
Yeah, the best friend or whatever.
Even though that role, the best friend girl role, sometimes is harder than the lead girl role. I would say always is harder than the lead girl role because you have to do a lot of comedy.
Yeah.
You have to be funny.
don't you want to be the best friend?
I always wanted to be the best friend girl role. Please, mujhe koi...
Shweta's good, guys. She's a good actor.
I mean, I don't know if I'm good, but I always wanted to play like the heroine's best friend. But yeah, so what do you think? Do you like, he's like, both brothers are very talented, but I try to imagine Apar Shakti as the lead.
You can't, can you?
I can, but it has to be a flawed character,
right?
It cannot be,
which is fine.
Yeah, which is perfectly fine. But now if I even try to imagine Ayushman as the hero's best friend, I cannot. He will overpower the hero. Koi bhi ho hero.
Yeah, that's so true.
He will overpower. That's so true. Even if it's like Shah Rukh Khan,
he
will still be up there. Yeah. He's got that persona.
Can you imagine Apar Shakti with Katrina Kaif? Silence.
Didi? Because Apar Shakti looks young, right?
Okay, Apar Shakti, who's the contemporary? Like Alia Bhatt?
Kriti, I can see it.
Yeah?
Kriti, I can see
because
it.
Because you see it with Ayushman.
Yeah! Oh, shoot.
It's the hoax.
What about like a Bhumi? I can see it. You're right. Every actress that Ayushman's been with, I can imagine with Apar Shakti.
Yeah.
Another thing that I feel I noticed was this hero ka best friend ka jo role hai, right? It started becoming very popular and prominent with Varun Sharma, I feel.
Yeah.
Varun Sharma from Fukre. He started with Fukre. After Fukre, he was always the hero ka best friend.
Yeah. Honey, wo ek angrezi film aayi thi na, Inspection. Titanic wale hero ki. Usme na suiyan ghusa ke na dimag mein ghus jaate hain. Tu bhi dhoondna aise koi jugad.
The little, you know, the guy who doesn't really know what he's doing. He's a little stupid, but he has a good heart. He's always there for the hero.
Yeah.
Through thick and thin. And then I feel like Varun Sharma, and then Apar Shakti came into that same subgenre of hero ka best friend.
Absolutely.
Who's really good at acting.
Yes.
Funny guy, comedic. But it's kind of flawed.
Yeah.
So I feel like Varun Sharma paved the way for Apar Shakti. It's not like Ayushman paved the way for Apar Shakti.
That's so interesting. Yeah. That's so interesting, right?
Yeah. And I hope he makes a mark for himself more than he... Like, I know he's getting there. Slowly but surely. He's doing a lot of good films with a lot of big people. There's Varun Dhawan, Kartik Aaryan.
Amir Khan and stuff, yeah.
Amir Khan.
Yeah. You know? So I think he's going to get there, but I think... Like, it's a little slower, and maybe... I feel once you typecast, like, the hero got best friend, like, it's so hard to kind of break out of that shell. But, like, okay, like, for example, like, Saif Ali Khan, now look at him. He's an A-lister now.
Yes.
It took him how many years to kind of come and, like, pave his way as being a solo? He used to be on, like, a bunch of multi-stars, say, even in the 90s, Mai Khiladi Tu Anadi.
Yeah.
Akshay Kumar and Saif Ali Khan. But you see, Saif was kind of supporting Akshay Kumar in the film.
Yeah, he wasn't the main. Lead, yeah.
Damodar bhai, film banaiye sirf ek film jisme main inspector banunga main aapse 1 rupaya nahi lunga damodar bhai balki agar aap chahe to main paise lagaunga.
And then even if you look at Dil Chahta Hai, Kal Ho Na Ho and so many other films of Saif, he took like around 15-16 years to kind of like, his first solo hit was Hum Tum, which was in 2004.
Kya pata shayad Hum Tum ke beech aakhir pyar ho jaye.
That's crazy. So he took his time too. But it's so interesting how he started as a supporting actor, quote-unquote.
And comic relief, basically.
Comic relief.
Like, you know, action film with a comedy chahiye.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Bring Saif in. And even in Dil Chahta, he was a lighter, like, character.
Yeah.
He used to bring the humor, even in Kal Ho Na Ho, right? He's a brilliant actor. He's a very good actor. Now, obviously, he really improved over the years. But, you know...
Chalna yaar. Vaise bhi kal Sunday.
I don't know.
know. See, here's the thing. I feel Apar Shakti deserves more. Obviously, Ayushman is an A-lister. I feel like Apar Shakti should be there too.
Really?
Yeah.
He's a little... Okay, like, let's come back to, like, the looks of it. And yeah. I know Bollywood or any of these film industries, they do play big on looks. Yeah. And I feel like... Like, we talked about Ayushman's personality and persona is much more larger than life than Apar. Hmm. I feel even looks of that, even though you are telling me that they look similar, but don't you feel like Apar is a little, like, scrawny and, like, a little
yeah.
thing?
Yeah.
He's not able to hold the screen presence as a solo yeah. actor. You know what I mean? You
I see do, the difference. I do see it. You know what? You know what else I think he could probably do? I'm just thinking right now. Maybe perhaps the villain, but just hear me out. The
okay.
The villain who is not a typical villain. Like, you know, like, pehle zamane mein, the villains used to be macho. They used muscular. Yeah. They were intimidating.
Yeah.
But these days, the villain is that scrawny guy behind the computer.
Computer,
you know?
Yeah.
He's not the guy. The villain is not always who you expect them to be.
Yeah.
I feel like Apar Shakti could be the villain.
Yeah,
unsuspecting villain.
That's so interesting.
Like a Tahir Bhasin from Mardani.
Mardani,
or,
yeah.
Freddy Daruwala from Baby, was it?
Yeah. And the guy from 1, 2, 4.
Oh, the best friend from 1, 2, 4?
I forgot his name. Yeah, Kamat was the name, I think, in the film.
Yeah.
But yeah. Like, so I think Apar, like, if he kind of tries this route, and hopefully he should not make us comfortable that, oh man, I can just play the hero's best friend.
I want him to try something different.
Yeah.
But you know how Saif Ali Khan is a conventionally good looking guy?
He is.
I thought he's cute.
He is.
Anyway.
I mean, like, so, yeah, in race.
But like, you know, even when he was cute back in like Dil Chahta, he was a cute guy.
Yeah, okay.
Apar Shakti ka, you know how Apar Shakti is very like he's normal looking.
Yeah.
Like, you know what the Saif?
I feel it's all about grooming, yo. Did you know?
Yeah.
Even Ayushman looked like not the greatest when he was younger.
Yeah.
Even Rhodey's, he was not that great.
He's transformed.
It's just grooming.
It's
and
the
I
hair,
feel
the beard.
The beard and like just how you take care of yourself. And I think if Apar can also continue with taking care of himself. I think.
Yeah, Apar, don't let yourself go. Don't become Aamir Khan from Dangal.
Yeah. Apar, who?
And luckily now you don't have to be conventionally good looking.
Yeah.
There's a Rajkumar Rao.
Agar sakal dekh ke ladke shaadi karti na, to Hindustan mein aadhe ladke kabare hote.
There's a Nawazuddin.
Kabhi kabhi lagta hai ki apun hi bhagwan hai.
Yeah, so I think it's not about. I guess it's like such a double.
It is about the looks, right?
It is, right?
Yeah, because now Saif Ali Khan has that rugged look and all the, you know, he's in.
Yeah, but it took him 16 years for the rugged look.
It took him very long to grow a beard. I know. I think the point we're trying to make is that he has the talent. He has the capability.
Yeah.
He just has to push through and get out from underneath his bhai ka shadow.
Yeah. And he needs to start experimenting more roles, negative characters.
Yeah.
Or like something else apart from comedy too, so that he can like, you know, show his talent.
And the fact that he can do comedy means 100% he can probably do other genres
absolutely.
As well, if not better. And what I like about him though is that he's not, you know, when I said to get out of his brother's shadow, he's already out of the shadow in the sense that he's not doing what his brother's doing, but I mean in terms of fame, get out of the shadow
and
make an own for himself, where Apar Shakti is also a known name.
Yeah.
People know Apar Shakti.
No.
There's no more Apar who. Do you think anyone has the shorter end of the stick?
It's Apar!
Apar, right? And in the
it's so interesting because in our first episode we talked about Karishma Kareena and how Karishma, the older sibling, was established, was more, she got the shorter end of the stick.
Yeah.
But in this, it's completely the opposite. The younger sibling got it.
Yeah, the younger sibling.
So it's like, you can't really say, like, you know, if the older brother's in or the older sibling's in, they're in and the other one's out.
Yeah.
Of course, it can go anyway.
Yeah, or something weird. That is like, you know, imagine if they followed the same career path, what would happen was Apar Shakti would come and Ayushman would be wiped out.
Oh my God. Yeah. And I think like you said, the main reason why that hasn't happened is because it's Apar came closer to, like, it's the same timeline.
Same time frame. Yeah, it's not like a decade later.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I think this was a very interesting conversation because the two men that we spoke about today, they do not have conventional career paths.
Yeah.
Either one.
Yeah.
Both of them have paved their own way. Both of them are talented in their own right.
Yeah.
Both of them are currently in the films at the same time.
And both of them have vibes.
Both of them have wives. Both of them have kids. Both of them sing.
So, like, it's so incredible that like, you know, you don't have to be 18 to debut or 20. You know, they're making their mark. They made their mark at an age where usually, like, they say, oh, like, you're 30 or you're in your 20, late 20s,
yeah,
early
30s.
Yeah. But they're still there.
They're taking their time with their film choices, too. I feel even Apar is probably taking his sweet time to pick the, you know, the right films. Street Dancer was a little bit of an oversight.
But that's okay.
That happens to the best of us.
Maybe you got impressed because Remu was a director.
And Prabhu Deva.
Are you bored of Ayushman playing the similar roles of the middle class guy?
I would like to say no, but a little bit yes.
It is getting a little redundant, right? Yeah. Like, okay, we get it.
What do you want
to
see?
I hope we don't get so used to Ayushman just playing these kind of roles.
Yeah.
And then we won't see him doing maybe an action-packed role, I'm just saying. Or even like a war, I don't know. Throwing an idea that, or like even like a villain.
A villain. You know what? I think you're right. You know why? He is capable of a lot. And we haven't seen what he is capable of yet, completely.
Yeah.
And maybe you're right, because it's been like 6-7 films of his where it's the same thing.
I'm not taking it away from him. I'm not taking it. The stories are good. Stories need to be told. All that. But I'm just saying now, I feel like hopefully he makes like few, he basically...
Different choices,
yeah.
Yeah.
The films. Or even like of him as a villain.
A villain
would be interesting.
And yeah, you know why? Because it's like, if he's the villain, who's the hero?
That is so deep.
It's very deep, right?
It's very deep.
Apar Shakti!
Apar who?
Apar Shakti and Ayushman Khurrana, if you guys are listening, honest to God, we really enjoyed all of the work that you have brought to us. All of the films you have done, all of the roles you have done have been very different, unique, special, and memorable.
Yeah.
Although, maybe in the beginning, we didn't know Apar Shakti. We do know him now.
On that note, we hope you enjoyed this episode.
Yeah.
My name is Amri.
My name is Shweta. And you're listening to
Dil To Podcast Hai,
the sibling series where we discuss siblings in Bollywood.
Until next time.
Take care, guys.
Bye.
Bye.